This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Next month, the U.S. economy is going to look a lot bigger, not because it's growing any faster, but because economists are going to measure it differently. Right now, gross domestic product, GDP, doesn't include intellectual property, royalties from movies and music. Soon, that's going to change, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
You really want to stump an economist? Ask him what his favorite movie is.
You're asking tough questions here.
That's Brent Moulton. He's an economist at the Bureau of Economic Analysis, which measures the U.S. economy. I never did find out what his favorite movie is, but he did tell me the most recent movie he saw, Monsters University.
Just wait, Hotshot. I'm going to scare circles around you this year.
There's a reason I was asking Moulton those tough movie questions. The Bureau is giving a much-needed Hollywood facelift to the way it measures economic output, and Moulton is the surgeon. Right now, the Bureau only counts tangible products when measuring GDP, things like cars and washing machines. Sales of movie tickets, songs, and books counted, but Moulton says the Bureau didn't measure research and development costs.
That would include things like salaries paid to actors or people doing special effects.
The Bureau is going to unveil its facelift on July 31st with a slew of new numbers. The economy is going to look a lot bigger, according to economist Joel Prakken of Macroeconomic Advisors.
There will be an upward revision in the level of GDP that's several hundreds of billions of dollars.
But remember, the economy isn't growing any faster. We're just measuring more of it. Dan Sickle teaches economics at Wellesley.
It's as if we had not counted Alabama as part of the economy, and then suddenly one day we realize we should start counting Alabama.
And why didn't we start counting everything sooner? It's complicated. It's taken the Bureau of Economic Analysis 10 years to come up with its new accounting model. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.